Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Our parents, our generation, their generation had, where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? There was a generation, where were you in 2001 when the terrorist attacks occurred? Now it's, where were you when TikTok went dark? That's what happened for 14 hours, and none of it smells right. Zero. Here's Phil DeFranco explaining exactly what happened if you're not aware.
I know this is going to involve some of the people that are watching this video, but I got to say, I did not like waking up this morning and just seeing the sheer number of people rejoicing or at the very least laughing at TikTokers that were like crying on video, that were, they were scared about this ban, like how it was going to completely upend their life and like what they've been doing and trying to build over the last 1 to 5 years. And dude, I probably wouldn't broadcast to the internet, but I'd be fucking freaked the fuck out if YouTube got banned, like if my core thing, and for a lot of these people, TikTok money isn't, I mean, the top TikTokers, like they can bring in like a lot of money, but you're like big TikToker, it's not the same as YouTube money or money on a lot of these different platforms. Like it was enough for some people to like go, okay, this can be my main thing. Or though for a lot of people, it was like kind of just side money, but it offered them the prospect for hope, for something they could build to like for this to be their thing. And for a lot of businesses, it kept them from shutting down and allowed them to grow and maybe even take things to another level. Like if you don't know how the big TikTok shop is/was, it's huge. And so for a lot of people, like this is devastating. And that's in addition to the people that were like using it as an entertainment source, or its algorithm is so key that it's like, it's easy to find your people, your community, people that are in your sort of thing or your life experience. So I get it.
So, I mean, it's easy to poke fun at the teenagers that had nothing else to do and were panicking over TikTok. But you do have to remember, like Phil's saying there, there's a large community of people that depend on this as their careers that were totally and completely freaked out.
Yeah, it wasn't just teens. It's like 30, 40-year-olds whose life, musicians who get discovered on the app, small business owners who are selling their product on the app, or just creators who are getting paid by TikTok themselves.
It's literally like losing your small business, which is why I didn't understand why people were giving TikTokers such a hard time. Like if you found out you were losing your job possibly in a couple of weeks, you would be distraught. And for a lot of the big creators, they're fine because they have Instagram followings and so they can just go make money over there. But a lot of the creators only have an audience on TikTok and have created this life in this business that they don't know that they're not qualified to do anything else now. They're like, wait, I dropped out of college. I didn't get my degree. What do I do now?
Watching this all play out and remembering what Cassie said, if the ban went into place, what TikTok would look like, seeing how the quote unquote ban went into place, it screamed to me, something else was going on, and that it wasn't the ban that went into place. It was TikTok that made a choice to remove the app or to enable the app rather, and then to have everybody talk and then to bring it back in conjunction with the new president of the United States. And this, I was thinking this, I'm like, this just feels like, it doesn't feel like a ban. It feels like TikTok is doing something. It felt like a dupe, and too raw, too real on Instagram. Like, I'm like, this is what I'm trying to get at.
Baby, this is marketing 101. Trump and the CEO of TikTok are in motherfucking hoots. Tell me why he's going to Trump's inauguration and why he posted, we are fortunate that Trump will indicate that he will work with us on a solution that will reinstate TikTok. Baby, are you quick to forget that Trump was the reason why we in this mess to begin with? He was the one who issued an EO that tried to ban TikTok to begin with. And it was Biden who revoked it in 2021 as soon as he took office. Baby, this is a stunt. You're using your platform to tell millions of motherfuckers users that Trump is the reason why TikTok is going to come back, when in actuality you didn't even have to go black to begin with. Because
yep.
If anybody read the actual ban, it says the president has the ability to grant 90 days extension for TikTok to sell or What I think will happen is Trump is going to call on Congress, which is Republican control, and along with the Senate, to pass a bill to bring back TikTok to make it look like Trump saved TikTok. Trump saved all these entrepreneurs. He cares about their working people when he doesn't give a damn about none of us. This is a distraction.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think that there was a handshake deal made. I think everything up until like the last couple of days was real. But then I do think that there was a handshake deal between TikTok and the president saying, hey, you know what? Let's just wait a couple of days and I'll swoop in and save TikTok. Will you do that for me? And I think that was the handshake agreement.
I just want to point out, too, about that past video. While it did pass under Biden, it did have broad bipartisan support from both parties. And the executive order that Trump has signed just delays the ban by 75 days to allow his administration to come to the conclusion on the appropriate course of action. Now, if you want to go down conspiracy theory lane with me, so 75 days, the law is still in place, right? It's just been pushed that they have to sell or be shut down in the U.S. A lot of users, in fact, I would say every other video in my feed when TikTok came back was talking about how the algorithm was not the same. And a former TikTok software engineer actually said the TikTok algorithm is probably one of the most important pieces of software or valuable pieces of software in the world. So a lot of people are like, it feels like when your mom came in your room, but nothing is moved, but you know something's wrong. Something is off. So some people are thinking that perhaps when it shut down, they pushed a new update that changed the algorithm. So then ByteDance would eventually sell to Meta or somebody similar, but not the original proprietary algorithm.
I was glad it changed. The algorithm changed because mine was super boring. And I was getting all sorts of fun TikTok over the weekend because it was changed.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, like I've seen the whole money trail that now all these representatives have bought stock in Meta over the last couple of years, which I think is a whole other rabbit hole. But on a lighter note, during the shutdown, when I had to cope by watching Instagram Reels, I came across this user named Jen Hamilton, who actually ended up on a Chinese news program where they were, I guess, making fun of her for something she said about being okay with that country having her data.
I'm on the news in Hong Kong, but you have to know what I said in order to make it to the news. So it was on a video where I was talking about how little I care that the Chinese has my data because American companies already have it and sell it and exploit it. I don't care. But I want to remind you what I said exactly. And keep in mind, they had to translate this into Chinese.
It is impossible to underestimate how little I care that the Chinese has my data. I will suck on a tampon and overnight it to the CCP. Okay, I do not care.
I've been in the news for some weird stuff before. I have a Google alert for my name, okay? Because every once in a while, they'll write articles about stuff that's not even newsworthy. Like, why is this newsworthy? But to know that in the dying days of this app that I got to be the representative of the United States of America and telling them that I will suck on a tampon and overnight it to the Chinese Communist Party. That's my favorite one. What an honor to represent these United States. Next up, Fox News.
Jen Hamilton, a true American hero,
a patriot of sorts.
So here's the thing that I felt was so freaking comical over the weekend. This thing has backfired right from the start. You know that I said that there didn't seem to me, at least publicly, to be any smoking gun at all that was tying, well, not at all, very, very, very little detail that really tied in this company to the giant Chinese government. And the hearings were ridiculous. It was a whole bunch of Congress people that had no idea what they were talking about, that didn't understand the difference between China and Singapore. The whole thing was a cluster, right? And then over the weekend, when it gets shut down, and they're shutting it down in the face of this being a Chinese company. So they shut down TikTok. So everybody goes to Red Note, which is a Chinese-owned company, right? And I downloaded Red Note and watched everything going down. And to see Americans start to make friends with the Chinese and vice versa, and the Chinese starting to educate Americans about their country and how Americans were like, oh, my God, it sounds like an amazing place. I think what you did was you took a whole generation of people that were scared of China and made it seem like, hey, this might be a place. they're really friendly people. This is kind of a place I want to go. It made it more intriguing than anything else.
It was great. Chinese students were getting help from Americans with their English homework. They were my favorite was seeing them ask Americans, like, hey, we're pretty sure this is Chinese propaganda. Y'all don't have to actually pay for ambulances, do you? And the American was like, no, that's true. We do. Because people don't understand how other countries work. So it's great. But I would caution, whatever you see, Meta got rid of its fact-checking program. Just keep in mind as you're on social networks to do your own critical thinking and research.
It's just such a cluster right from the start. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.